Hello, and welcome to the second episode of the BCS Podcast. Today, we will be discussing all manner of topics, not just sports, so don't worry about it. We've got county finals, talent shows, and a wellness week to discuss. So stick around for all the news in Ballyhonus this week.
We've got plenty of exciting topics to get to today. So without further ado, he's Adam Walsh.
And he's Ethan Henry. And this is the BCS Podcast. Working title. We're going to be changing
it. It'll get better.
Every week.
It'll stand out at one point.
Yeah. Now, what are we talking about first today, Ethan?
We are talking about the talent show.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting one. The talent show is coming up in Wellness Week on Thursday. It's being run by Miss Flattery, the new music teacher in the school.
Yeah. It's her first year, and I think she's doing a fairly good job as well.
Like, that's great to get a talent show going in the first year, really hit the ground running. Yeah. And it's being hosted by the great Desmond and the talented Aisha in TY. I'm sure there's going to be some great fun.
I imagine so.
Very charismatic host and podcast alumni. Now, if students are wondering what they can expect in the talent show, we actually do have an exclusive interview with Miss Flattery herself. Done by a very handsome, very talented student in BCS. So I think we'll go over to that now.
We'll go over to him. So over to you.
Now, Miss, it is your first year here in BCS as head of the music department. What do you think of the range of talent in our school leading up to the talent show?
I've been so impressed. I'm so lucky in the music room to be able to hear lots of performances. Singers and drummers and piano players, violin players, flute players, harp players. I'm just blown away by the talent in BCS. And I had heard previously there had been some amazing talent shows, and I thought it would be a fantastic addition to Wellness Week to bring it back again.
Yeah, now it's been a few years now since we had our last talent show. So what range of acts are going to be showing up this year? What can students expect to see?
So I'm delighted. When I put out the open invitation, I really didn't know how many people were going to turn up, or if we'd have, I was worried we wouldn't have anyone or too many, but it seemed to be the perfect amount. We have about 20 acts, and I was delighted to see that there is a mixture of music students and non-music students. So we have a number of singers. We have some dancers, so particularly to watch, Sebastian in first year is going to be dancing for us, and I think the crowd are really going to enjoy that. And we have Samuel in third year on the drums, and people might have heard him maybe walking past the music room at times. He really is great. We have dancers, we have some members of the trad group as well. Sisters Fiona Duffy and Emily Duffy are going to be performing, and you might hear from the trad group during Wellness Week as well. But we have such a wide range of talents, like I said, I'm so impressed with the standard and also the fact that people are willing to share their gifts and talents with the school. So really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's great to see people willing to perform, and excited to see the variety of talents come from the students. Now, with Wellness Week on the horizon, when is the talent show taking place?
The talent show will be on Thursday of Wellness Week, and will be for first, second and third years to enjoy, given the fact that the majority of students that are taking part are in first, second and third year. So forgot to give you a shout out, Adam. We'll also be hearing from the wonderful Adam Walsh, accompanied by Jacob Flanagan, and also Dara Caulfield from fifth year. So good to have some of the senior school represented in the talent show as well.
Yes, I think it's quality over quantity with the fifth year students. Now, do you think any of the students in our school, me included, could maybe be on The Voice or be some future stars on the horizon? This might be their first outing before they're famous.
Yeah, we could be looking back at videos of this in years to come on programmes on the TV. I think it's some seriously amazing performers here. You're really, really going to enjoy the acts. We have one student who's a new student to this school this year, Nessa Ruan Dalton, who sings and plays the guitar. She's been a really great help to me playing with the folk group as well, and she's going to be performing, and you're really going to love her.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, Miss. Back at the studio to you, me.
So that was a brilliant interview done there. Yeah. May I say, I don't know who that fella is
interviewing her. I've heard about him.
I think he has a future in radio, maybe the news talk.
I would a face for radio. Now, as Miss Flattery mentioned, I am actually taking part in the talent show. And surprised to learn that myself and Jacob Flanagan, who will be accompanying me on the piano, I'll be, of course, singing.
Yes.
My gorgeous voice does not only do podcasts. And Dara Caulfield as well will be joining with some Leonard Cohen. And I'm shocked but interested that it's only 3 students in all of senior cycle.
That is crazy.
First, second and third year taking up the rest, which I have to say to them, like, wow, being in first, second, and third year and being willing to go up in front of the years and perform, you know, I backed out of the first year talent shows because I was nervous.
I wouldn't have the guts to do it. Like, I mean, especially there's some first years coming in there and it's their first year literally in the school and already they're trying to make a mark and show to people what
exactly.
they're about.
Like, they're trying to really go up there and show people, and it takes a lot of bravery to go up on stage.
Oh, it does, yeah.
And it's easy for us to record in our studio and not have to worry. But to go up on stage and we've got singing and dancing, some really interesting acts coming up.
There is some surprises there as well. There's one or two that Miss Flattery chose not to mention to leave it a surprise for the students.
I would keep your eyes peeved. Watch this space for some of the students that will be performing. And also, of course, if there are senior cycle students listening and who might want to take part in the talent show, you know, get on to Miss Flattery now. It's not too late. We might need more students to try. And there's plenty of very talented students in the senior cycle. We've got harp players and singers and dancers and magicians and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, I would like to see more people joining up.
And it could be a good place to start if you want to go on to do something with music or with singing, dancing, whatever it is in the future. Just something as small as doing a school talent show can always be a great place to start.
Exactly. But it is a place to start. You get used to being in front of a crowd and performing, and you know you need to start somewhere to get that. So I think to all the students who are taking part, or maybe you're a bit hesitant about taking part, I really think you should, because it is really important. It could be a stepping stone in performance. It might seem like it's something small, but it, you know, you get that experience. It all builds up.
Actually, one thing that we do want to point out before we finish up on the talent show is that the talent show is not a competition.
No.
It's just for the crack. It's just to have a bit of fun.
The art of the performance.
Doss a few classes. We obviously don't tell the teachers that, but...
this is a student-only episode.
It's actually just a showcase of what talent we have in this school.
It's not about the winners or the losers.
Ranging from reggae dancing to saxophone players, drummers.
There's some students that are going to be hitting the gritty for the show.
You know, they could be doing some Fortnite dances. Who knows at this stage? Like, who knows what could be pulled out in this? And we also have some very talented teachers.
Yeah, apparently Ms. Henry will be singing. We've had Ms. Henry singing and Mr. Lawless is dancing.
Mr. Lawless is some dancer.
There is talent rife in the school. I've never heard of Mr. Lawless's dancing.
Anyone who doesn't know, Mr. Lawless is some dancer.
Really?
If you have him for a PE class, make sure to tell him to go up and do some line dancing.
Okay. And if you have Miss Henry, ask her to sing. She will love it.
I mean, I love watching Mr. Lawless dance. I mean, he really has some moves.
Yeah?
Yeah. He really knows how to move his feet. Now, after that roller coaster ride of a preview of the talent show, we are now moving on to the sports news.
Okay, back to it.
Back to the actual point of this podcast. We're moving on to hurling first.
Okay.
Starting with the senior boys hurling, who actually have a new manager.
Oh, wow.
The new manager of this team is our lovely Mr. Woolley.
Okay, of course.
He obviously used to be over the team last year.
Yeah.
But we had Mr. Cole managing the senior hurlers this year. But obviously he's left the school now.
He's moved on.
So Mr. Woolley is taking his spot. And... would you like to tell the listeners their group?
In the Division D of Connacht Hurling, Group B, they have St. Pat's Lacken. Okay, we really are back to sports with these names. We have St. Gerald's Castlebar, Jesus and Mary School and Enniscrone. They have two?
Jesus
and Mary. I did not make a big two. And they have Kolishta Lashki.
It's Kalosh the Ishki.
Okay, that one. No, they have played a first match. Please tell us about that so I don't have to anymore.
Well, their first game was against Kalosh the Ishki.
Okay, yes.
Or, as you said before, the grime rapper Ishki.
Oh, Ishki.
Yeah, Ishki. This game was actually played in Bacon, the COE, on pitch 2, as far as I'm aware.
So they were actually
allowed to play on grass.
Oh, that's always nice.
That's always a plus. The date, it was the 8th. That was a Wednesday, I believe. don't hold me to that. But guess what happened?
How did it go?
Ballyhaunus won.
Yes!
Ballyhaunus are winning in hurling.
That's a shock, but I'm glad to hear.
They clearly must be putting in some serious training.
Yeah, and Mr. Woolley seems to... You know, it can be hard to take over a team, especially when they've gotten a bit done, but it seems like he's been...
leading them well.
Credit to the team. Seriously. And a serious win it was. 2-12 to 6 points.
Let me do
12 points of a win.
12 points
of
a win.
Wow, what a win.
That's really good. We have some goals by Fikru Glavi and Adnan Khan. Scored with the first touch of the ball.
Yeah, apparently he picked up the ball and he just went straight through his man. Buried the first touch of the ball for Adnan.
Wow.
And he's only a third year. You have to keep that
seriously
in mind.
Wow. So, is that even legal? That's great.
Well done to him.
Yeah.
And actually, we have an interview done by Gráinne Waldron with Sean Keegan and Micheál Finn Richardson.
I'm here with two players from the senior lads hurling panel after their win away against Eastgate. How do you feel you played as a team today?
I thought our team play was very well. Very good, sorry. Looking for people off the ball was extremely good. We didn't just hoof the ball in random directions. Everything really stuck for us. It was great. Great day out. And it's good to get on the score sheet for myself.
What went well for you today?
We played well as a team. We were missing a few lads, but younger lads stepped up from third year. We kept the head all the way around. We were getting bullied off the ball, but on the ball we were so good that we kept popping over scores. Free taking went well. General play was better than the last time we had.
Player stood out to you?
Personally, I thought it was a good players like Owen Ryan and them, and Shane Gallagher put in a serious performance again. But I'd like to give a special highlight to the third years who stepped up, the likes of Adnan and Dave Delaney. Dave Delaney had a great game, and obviously Adnan came on and bushed the fullback for a goal. So yeah, I'd like to give a special mention to them young players.
How do you feel that the defence held up today?
We held up well. We kept them trying to freeze. Matthew Delaney had a stormer in full back. Generally, everyone did very well in defence. We kept them only to points, scored no goals. Evan McNamara had a great game on goal again. He's finding his form now again, and on to the next game.
Improvements for the next game?
There's still always improvement for you. Like the likes of your first touch. We were a bit sloppy today in the first touch, couldn't get the ball up. Puck outs too were a bit sloppy again. We need to do a few tactics on them. But just general overall play, there's always room for improvement for all players and people who come on as subs. There's always room for improvement.
Yeah, and good luck to the hurlers next week against St. Patrick's Lacken. I hope they aren't lacking any skill in that department.
Now
we'll move on to the senior girls basketball, a sport I don't mind watching at all. Now they're being managed by Miss Ronayne and Miss Donlin, of course. And they are of course the championship they have in the pool with Mount St. Michael's, Claremorris, St. Joseph's, and Charlestown. And they play their first match against Charlestown in Charlestown, just there on the 9th, which was actually a Wednesday, not the 8th.
Okay, that's a Wednesday.
It was sadly a win to Charlestown against Ballyhonus, but the girls have been doing good this year.
They have, and you have to remember, Charlestown actually have a basketball team.
Okay, so yeah.
And apparently what I've been hearing is that one or two of the players on that Charlestown team are in and around All-Ireland players.
Oh, wow.
So the fact that Ballyhonus could even come up close to them is a good result.
That's something unto itself. And, you know, it's still early in the year. This just after midterm. So there's plenty of chance to get progress. And we actually have an interview with one of the two managers, Miss Ronayne, done by the very famous Ethan Henry.
So over to you, me.
A tough game against a good opposition in Charlestown. How do you think your team performed?
Yeah, I was very happy with the girls today. I think we improved on a number of aspects from our last game. We kind of set out a few targets to improve on, so things like winning our rebounds, and we're much stronger at that today. Being a bit more composed on the breaks. I think in our previous game, that was where we kind of gave away a lot of possession, so we were a lot more composed on our breaks and when we won our rebounds. And also on our defence, just staying in our zonal defence, I think the girls did excellent on that. So we were really happy in terms of them performance. There's obviously a few other key things that we need to work on, but to remember as well, the girls only have had 6 or 7 sessions the last few years. They haven't had basketball, so they've come on leaps and bounds in them regards. So I was really happy with the performance overall.
That's excellent. Is there any players that you would say were standout players in your game against Charlestown?
It's hard to pick one or two. I mean, they all did excellent and they've all come on so much. Katie Madden was excellent today on the rebound. Serena Henry was driving at the basket. Maya Phillips and Sinead O'Neill are excellent on defence with their footwork. I could name them all, to be honest with you, but just in terms of them few things that they wanted to improve on from the previous game, they did excellent. I know Cathy Greeley will be delighted. She was fouled off in the previous game. It's one of the things we needed to work on, and so today she really improved on that game aspect.
And so where does this leave your team in terms of qualification out of the group?
So there's just three teams in our group. It's ourselves, Charlestown and Claremorris. So we've beaten Claremorris, so all going well, the top two going through will be ourselves and Charlestown to qualify out of our group. And the semi-finals then will be in 2 weeks' time.
That's perfect. Thanks for your time.
Now, thank you, Miss Ronayne, and whoever was doing that interview. I don't know.
Some famous person. Some famous guy.
Now, the cadet girls were in their pool against Mount St. Michael's, St. Joseph's and St. Brendan's from Belmullet. Now, they played Charlestown in Charlestown on the 9th as well, and it was a good week for Charlestown. I might join their podcast.
They have some good topics.
Now, sadly, yeah, it was a loss for the girls. But we have some standout players. Amanda Haman scored some great three-pointers. Wow. And Leah Finnegan has improved and played for nearly the entire game. So it's, you know, even if you lose,
you still have some good points.
There can be small wins.
And I think it's pronounced Amanda Haman, but I am not aware.
I'm not sure.
We are sorry, Amanda. But you had a
great
game.
You did great on basketball.
Everyone only had good things to say about you. So well done in that game.
Except for me, apparently. Yes, now moving on to the soccer. The under-19s managed by Mr. Mack and Mr. Gormley. They played against St. Louis Kilchema in Milebush on the 8th. And sadly, Kilchema did take home the win.
On this occasion. Listen, next time we'll come back stronger.
Oh yes, 100%.
We're not going to exactly mention the scoreline.
It's
not important in this case. Do you know what's important?
Which?
We got two goals,
and that is good. Imagine, might have got a few as well, but
imagine all the soccer games you watch that have zero goals.
Too many.
So I mean, we got two.
Yeah.
So I think we should be very proud of ourselves.
Take that, Ronaldo.
And now we're actually moving on to a bit of a different section.
Oh.
Of our podcast.
Okay.
A bit of a surprise for the listeners.
Ooh.
To reel them in.
Keep them on their
feet. We're fishing here. And we're reeling them in as we go. So this section is still about sport, obviously, you know.
Of course.
Keeping an eye with the podcast.
Continuity.
But it's about the Ballyhaunas Intermediate Final.
Oh, we're moving a little outside of the school.
We're extending.
But still within Ballyhaunas.
Still a part of the school. One of our staff is on the team.
Yeah, and not a student, but a teacher.
One of the players is in our school.
Oh.
So we have connections. And it's great. It's in the community. It's a great thing to
talk about. It is a community school, after all. Let's not forget.
We have to include everyone around here. Mm-hmm. So for anyone that wasn't aware, Ballyhaunas were in the Intermediate Final on the 29th, I would like to say.
I am not positive.
I think it was the 29th. They played Kilmina, and it was in McHale Park.
Wow, I've played there.
You have?
I have. Not for an intermediate final.
Was it more for a primary school kind of thing?
Yeah, primary school thing.
Yeah, we played our coming to month school final.
Oh, wow.
McHale Park,
okay.
Yeah. We won.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Taureen, I tell you, the hurlers were something else.
Yeah, not Ballyhaunas hurlers. Unless managed by Mr. Woolley.
Anyway,
game of football.
Sorry, back to the topic here. Ballyhaunas won the game.
Yeah.
13-10. I was at the game. It was actually a very good game. But it would have been some feat if Kilmina won, because they just won junior and then to go on and win intermediate.
But they did not.
They did. Good for Ballyhaunas, finally, because they lost in 2019 and 2021. So it's about time that they got over the line.
It was great to see a win. I was not able to attend the match, but I was actually walking through Ballyhaunas town as the winners came home, and I was able to stand there and cheer them. I was also out that night, and I can guarantee that the team were celebrating as much as they were able to.
I'd imagine so.
Yes.
But anyway, the main point of this, there's an interview done with Mr. Freely.
That's the main point.
Mr. Freely has done an interview with myself. He was playing cornerback on the day for Ballyhaunas, so he's going to just talk to us a bit about that game.
Right.
So over to Mimi. A great achievement for Ballyhaunas, winning the intermediate final. What are your thoughts after that brilliant game?
Initially, I suppose it was just relief, especially after having lost two finals in the previous years in 2019 and last year. So initially just relief, and then it's just great for the town, great for everyone around involved in the club just to get back to senior. And yeah, I feel like this time we'd stay in senior hopefully for a while.
obviously it's a great boost for everyone here in Ballyhaunas. And also on that team, you had many past pupils like Keane Burke and Aidan Schloin, who were also a part of that panel. What do you think they brought to the team this year?
Yeah, it's great to have young lads on the team, bringing in a bit more enthusiasm, a bit of excitement. Great to see them coming through, and hopefully you can keep bringing through younger players, because the older players like myself aren't going to be around for much longer. So need to bring those young bucks in and get them playing as much as we can. It's great to see them coming through, yeah.
Yeah, and you're new to the staff here in Ballyhaunas, and you also have a heavy involvement with all the teams in our school. What do you think about the quality of the young players in our school?
Yeah, I know it's been great to be getting involved with a few good few teams in school. I've been out training the boys, juvenile, juniors and seniors. And yeah, the quality is definitely there. It's really, really good players across all the clubs, across Ahamore, Ballyhaunas, Eastern Gales, Glavies, Airog as well. It's really, really good quality there, and it's great to see it coming through. And just hopefully that they just stick to it. That'd be my only advice to anyone. Just keep playing, get the basic skills right, practice the basic skills, and yeah, get them as good as you can, and just keep playing.
That's perfect, sir. Thanks for your time.
Now, the senior boys, managed by Mr. Mitchell, played against Garbally College in Ballinasloe, East Galway, on the 7th of November. There was a score of 212 to 28 with a win for Ballyhaunas. It was a friendly match, but as far as I'm concerned, it is a win nonetheless.
It's a win. It's a tick on the book. That's all that matters to me.
Number on a piece of paper.
Yeah, Garbally.
Something. Doesn't matter, they lost.
We're better.
Great to see Mr. Mitchell. I think he is, you know, he's been coaching a lot of teams throughout the years in the school. And
oh, yeah.
They always seem to do really good, and he must be doing something right.
He must be. He must have a GA head on him.
Yeah, so if anyone here from Garbally College is listening, maybe hire Mr. Mitchell to coach your team.
he couldn't help improve.
Yeah.
And our podcast is definitely better than theirs.
That's the 100%.
100%.
And now I'm proud to announce that,
ladies and gentlemen,
we are moving on from sports for the remainder of the podcast and talking about something very important.
Wellness Week! Can you actually believe it? We finished the sport.
We finished the sports.
What? 14 minutes, who are we?
Wow, yeah, look at that.
40 minutes last week.
40 minutes.
Wow, look at us go.
All right, now it is that time of the year, once again, talking about Wellness Week being run by Miss Phillips, who has been doing Wellness Week for, I don't know how long.
A long, long time. And she does a great job of it every single year.
I think it's definitely a highlight for a lot of people. And the older you get, the more necessary Wellness Week becomes. But I think
100%.
You need to give it your all every year. And now the theme this year is Our Safe Place, You Belong.
This year's theme was actually chosen because, for any listeners out there who aren't aware, we have over 30 different nationalities in our school. That is mental.
Yeah, I can't even name 10 nationalities.
I couldn't even name 5.
Yeah, Irish, Clonfad,
Ballyhaunas,
America,
Ural,
Spain,
Arctic, maybe the Pacific, I don't know.
Now, the activities that you can expect this week. We have some line dancing done by Mary Kathleen. Ethan, would you like to tell us anything about line dancing, maybe? You might know something or do?
Well, now, I don't know if any of the listeners out there that you know, but line dancing entails dancing in a line.
Oh, okay.
And that might have caught you off guard.
Yeah,
now,
that's
but,
a little bit of a show. We might put a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, we might have to, you know, just put up line dancing. Any disclaimer here, dancing in a line.
Just, keep people
just to clarify.
There's Zumba being done by Jeanette Webb, which is always fun. Because the line dancing and the Zumba have been happening in school for a good while.
It has.
And it's always a lot of fun. I myself, when I'm asked, you know, activities to choose, always something with dancing. You gotta get a bit of dancing done. You might, you know, you can get to play sports all throughout the year, but if you get the chance to do a bit of dancing in school,
it's something
I recommend
different.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And
it's,
you know,
get the body moving when you're in school.
You know, I have to say, with Jeanette Webb doing it as well, I feel like I could get stuck doing Zumba.
Yeah, no,
I might get caught. I might get caught in the web.
Oh my, I have to watch my position for terrible puns. Now, as tends to happen every year, the Cube is being hosted by Mr. Woolley in the gym.
And we actually have an interview.
We have an interview with Mr. Woolley.
With Mr. Woolley to tell us about his brilliant idea to hold the Cube. Mm. So, over to you, Mr. Woolley.
How did you come up with the idea for the Cube in high school?
Well, it was an initiative that I wanted to do something for the first years when they came in as a sort of a taster program or as an introductory, an opportunity for the students coming from different schools to mix, and I was trying to think of what would be an easy way of doing it. And I was watching the Channel 4 programme there, The Cube, and I just thought to myself, it mightn't be that challenging to come up with 14 or 15 different little games from that to put together and have them as little challenges. And the whole concept is that they're not expected to succeed, and it's meant to be a challenge, so you can have a laugh with your friends and maybe a laugh at yourself in the process. So for that point of view, I just thought it worked, would be a good idea, and the students themselves seemed to enjoy it.
And why did you decide to do it in our school?
Well, I did it initially as an introductory for first years, but it proved reasonably popular. So when Wellness Week came around, we were looking for activities then that we could do that would involve, say, all the classes from 1C right through to 1E, where you had an opportunity to mix them, because sometimes the classes don't get mixed as often. So the idea of the Cube allows you to take one or two students from every class and mix them up so they can see and meet friends in different environments doing different activities. So from a well-being point of view, it's actually a very, very good activity and an opportunity for them to have fun.
Okay, and thank you, Mr. Woolley, for another excellent interview 2 weeks in a row. Now, the Cube is, of course, just helping out from the TYs last year. I remember I helped out last year, and the Cube is something that I recommend every year who's doing. I think it's usually juniors, to give it 100%, because it's something that I was never particularly good at. I'm not great at the patience when you're running that little ping pong ball across the thing, but it is a lot of fun. It's so much fun, and they come up with some really good activities to do.
Oh yeah,
you know. We might not have Philip Schofield there hosting,
maybe,
but
not.
But I think Mr. Woody might actually give him a run for his money, because it is a lot of fun, and there is a lot of thought and effort going into that. So students, that's something definitely to look forward to. First years, I haven't done it before. It is a great bit of fun, and it does, you know, it flies by. You're doing a lot.
We actually have changed a few of the activities this year.
Oh,
so any students out there will be thinking, oh, it's just gonna be the same as last year. It isn't. The usual ones that have been very consistent every year that students have liked have been kept.
Ping pong ball.
The ping pong ball and the over and under, you know, the likes. But we actually have some new games. I'm not going to say them, you know, keep them under wraps for now.
Okay.
Until they're let out of the box.
Now,
because, you know, Cube.
Okay. Do you want to have a juice box in the corner first?
I think I need to leave.
Show his door. Now, the LCAs are going go-karting with Mr. Caulfield and Mr. McGarry. Wow, Mr. McGarry, moving into upper management. Still have time to go go-karting.
I tell you,
how convenient.
He's really taking his new job by the wheel. And he's really steering it in the right direction.
This podcast is going to crash and burn. Now, go-karting, I'm very jealous of the LCAs, my friends in LCA, because that sounds like so much fun.
Oh,
that
imagine. I'd say they're probably going to Galway or somewhere to do
it. Yeah, you have to go pretty far to go go-karting, but that does sound like a lot of fun. And there's a leave and cert retreat being done by
Miss Burns.
Wow.
So that's something for the Leaving Cert to look forward to as well.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I'm not sure where they'll be going, but that's everything to look forward to. And I think Miss Burns is a very good teacher with mindfulness and dealing with stuff in Wellness Week. I think a very good teacher to go on retreats with, and I think that'll definitely be something interesting and something necessary for the Leaving Cert. Yeah. So that's, you know, fun aside, this is a very stressful time for a lot of students.
So for
the Leaving Certs out there going into Wellness Week, it might seem like a novelty, but I do think it's something that is important to kind of give it your all. And if you're going on a retreat, to really get what you can out of it leading into the Leaving Cert.
And I think Miss Burns deserves all the credit that she can get.
Yes.
Because a lot of the time, all the work she does goes unnoticed in the school. Like,
definitely,
she does so much work behind the scenes. So a big shout out to Miss Burns. And actually a massive shout out, again, to Miss Phillips.
Yeah,
because she organises all of this. Like, and she's the one that puts us together. She's the one that's given us all this information.
Yeah.
Even with the amount of work she had going on.
She still had time to fund the best podcast in Ballyhonus Community School to let us notify students. And yeah, so thank you very much to Miss Burns and Miss Coffey for everything they've done.
Oh, definitely. But we are obviously another part of Wellness Week, as usual, is the talks that we get. And we have some brilliant talks coming in this year.
Yes, we have a talk on drug education, on alcohol and gambling addiction, on racism, and building a successful business. Those last two are separate talks.
Yeah, they're not the same one. But there actually is, I'd say there's maybe twice the amount of talks as that. It's just we kind of took maybe the ones we call the main ones. There's actually a lot more talks. We don't want to give away everything. We need to There's only a preview.
Yeah, exactly.
It needs to be a bit of a surprise, you know.
Yeah, and maybe we might even look back on one this week in full and discuss it.
Who knows?
Who knows
what's to come?
Now, there's also some sports being done.
But we talk about enough sports.
Yeah, although I will mention dodgeball is one that stands out to me because sometimes all you need is to just pelt some footballs at some of your fellow students.
Get your anger
students.
Out,
yeah,
you know.
That's a good way to leave into the leaving zone as well. They should put that on the retreat. Really just pelting balls at each other.
Yeah, so it's actually a kind of different one as well. You know, normally you have your GA, your hurling, Gaelic, your soccer, basketball. Dodgeball, it's a nice change.
Yeah, exactly, because that's not something that, sadly, we don't have a dodgeball team.
Imagine if we did.
I would love to report on that. But yeah, so I think, you know, this is about when this week is for. Like I said, with the dancing and the dodgeball, try to you know, try something new. You might get to do soccer and basketball every day, so while you have the option, do something a little different. And just, you know, maybe let students, you know, other students do go-karting. Maybe the fifth year is to do go-karting, you know?
Whoever knows, like, it could be something for the future.
If they mentioned that when I was signing up to fifth years at LCA, I might have thought about it
a little longer. LCA could have been a bit of a reconsideration there.
Yeah, definitely.
But obviously, to finish off Wellness Week, as every year, we have the class quiz.
Yes, and it is
by Miss Osgood.
It is a class quiz.
It is top quality.
They've been doing this since I was in first year, and sitting around as it comes over the intercom, and students do not Google the answers. It defeats the purpose.
Don't cheat. It's a quiz. It tests your brain.
It tests your brain.
It's not testing your phone. We all know your phones work well, unless you have an Android. Then it's a bit
iffy. Oh, okay. No. The BCS podcast does not support this anti-Samsung rhetoric that is being spread. Anyway, look forward to the quiz and testing out your knowledge on the... There's the name and there's the logos and the songs. It is a lot of fun and probably a lot of organizing
lot of
goes into
yeah.
that. And as far as I can tell, it's probably the only activity that the school ever does where the whole school kind of has
That's
to take part.
That's so true.
It's coming over the intercom. So
wow,
it really is
yeah.
like a once a year thing where you just get the whole school to sat down. And if you ever gone in between classes during that to go to the bathroom or something, it's quiet because everyone is focused in on that quiz. It is a lot of fun.
It is. And you know, again, big, big props to Miss Osgood for that.
Yeah.
When you actually sit down and you think about the amount of work that goes into that, we've what, 700 students?
Yeah.
So to get all them organized, find out their classrooms, find out their teachers, you have to send a TY to all the classrooms and get the answers, and then you have to get someone to read over the intercom and to make sure you have all the questions done and all the sheets printed. It's massive.
It's crazy. And if you win the quiz, you get to keep one of the TYs as your own personal errand boy.
for only a day.
Now, that's quite a lot. Now, we've covered a barrage of topics in and outside of the school and in and yeah. outside of sports. And Ethan, just kind of just to give us an overview, what are your thoughts?
Well, I honestly think that I'm going to start with Wellness Week. I think that Wellness Week is just, it was a brilliant idea. Whoever came up with it in the first place.
Yeah.
Could it be Miss Phillips? I am sure.
I'm not 100%.
So I don't know, but whoever came up with it, it's brilliant. And even like the theme of this year with the nationalities
yeah.
and to make students feel like they are safe
and
they are welcome.
Important.
Because, you know, there's a lot of things going on. There's wars going on. There's people fleeing their countries. I think
yeah.
it's always a great place and a great topic to come back to realise that you are welcomed in other communities. And I feel like we are very welcoming here in Ballyhaunas, as it shows with all the different nationalities. And one piece of advice I would give out before we finish up our second episode is everyone always thinks to go for GA or the usual stuff that they do year in, year out, week in, week out.
Yeah.
But Wellness Week is a chance to try something different.
Yeah, exactly.
Try something new.
Yeah.
And I think you will fully agree with me.
Definitely. I think that's very important. And so coming into semesters, if you're writing a 6-page history essay or you're trying to remember the notes Mr. Shannon gave you, just remember that, you know, you can't always judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree. So don't worry too much just about the exams. And we're leading into Wellness Week. So, you know, it's important to stay mindful and not get too stressed.
Of course. That's the main thing, and that's why Wellness Week was created. And we better finish up. We're going on and on and on.
Yeah.
But I just think that point had to be made. And I know it was a very fun-filled episode. But I think it's always good to have that bit of that talk at the end where we just clarify.
Exactly, yeah. And make sure to tune in now. We'll be taking a bit of a hiatus due to semester tests. I myself have to put the head down for a couple of days and figure
yeah.
out a way to pass some tests. So tune in after Wellness Week and have a great 2 weeks now. And I'm Adam Walsh.
I'm Ethan Henry. And this
has been the BCS Podcast.